face. I'm halfway around the planet in a most unlikely place, following my song line past bamboo shacks and shops, behind a jitney packed like sardines with bananas piled on top.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Expat Answer Man podcast. If you have questions about being an expat, we have answers. Hey there, do you know about my new premium website, expatisland.net? It's a new website that's all about expat life all over the world, not just in the Philippines, and it has premium content, and we're geared towards the premium expat as well. You can get all the information you need about the expat lifestyle by going to www.expatisland.net. See you on the island.
Hi again, Bob. Thanks for all the useful information so far. My question today is about setting up a business there. My wife is Filipino and we were talking about retailing or renting rooms. What permits do we need? Do we need to register? Do we pay taxes? Who do we pay to and how? Can you help with any information, please? Thanks for all that you do.
Hello again, Paul. It's nice to hear from you, as always. Okay, business in the Philippines. I know that you felt like some of your questions were answered on the last business-type podcast I did, which was a question from Victor a couple weeks ago or so. I got an email from you saying that you appreciated those answers and they helped a lot with the questions that you're asking this time. But I still want to cover this because there is a little bit different material that I didn't cover in the last one. So you asked about registration. If you're going to set up a business in the Philippines, Paul, you will register firstly with the mayor's office. You have to get what's called a mayor's permit. You know, there are other kind of permits you might need, especially if you have like a food business, restaurant, snack bar, something like that. You would have to have like a health department permit and that kind of thing. But for, you mentioned a boarding house where you're going to rent rooms and that sort of thing. You're going to need just a mayor's permit for that, and then also DTI registration. DTI is the Department of Trade and Industry. That's a part of the national government, and you'll need to register with them, and they'll have like a permit process through them. And then the mayor's office in whatever city you live in will also have a permit process. You'll have to do both of those. You know, in each city, it's different because the city regulates this. And so they may have different permit requirements and that sort of thing. So you'll need to, you know, when you go for the mayor's permit, just ask, what else do I need to be 100% legal? And they'll tell you what everything is that you need to go get. They'll probably even have a checklist that you'll need to go through and make sure you have everything on the checklist before your final approval for your permits. So DTI and mayor's permit for sure. In every city around the country, you're going to need both of those. And in some cities, there will be other processes you have to go through. So it's all fairly simple, but I'm going to be honest here. Anytime you're dealing with the government in the Philippines, there's a lot of bureaucracy and a lot of hassle, and it's slow, it's not fast, it's not quick and easy. You just have to wait a lot and just be patient. Don't get upset. Getting upset is not going to help your cause. You just need to be patient, sit there and wait. I know it's not easy to do. I've been there and done that, and it's a difficult process for a Westerner to go through because we're not used to the waiting that what they have to do here in the Philippines. Okay, the other thing you mentioned was about taxes, and of course you'll have to pay taxes on the income you make in the Philippines. As a foreigner, you can earn income here if it's from outside the Philippines. You don't have to pay Philippine taxes on that. At least that's my understanding. I want to make it clear, I'm not a tax man, I'm not a tax attorney, I'm not a CPA or anything like that. So I'm not offering you tax advice. I'm only passing along what I've been told. And it's my understanding that you do not have to pay tax as a foreigner on foreign earned income while you're living in the Philippines. So if you're getting your income from abroad, that's no problem, and you don't have to worry about taxes, as far as I know. But now if you have something like a local business, like you've mentioned, Paul, You will have to pay Philippine income taxes on that. What you will do is you will get a TIN number. That's a tax identification number. In the U.S., we have what's called a Social Security number. I'm not sure exactly what you have in Britain, Paul, but I'm sure you have some kind of a similar system. So you'll get your TIN, and you will register with the BIR. I think you mentioned BIR in your question. BIR is the Bureau of Internal Revenue. It's like the IRS in the United States, and you have some sort of tax agency, I'm sure, there in Britain. I don't know what it is, but it's just the national government's tax collection agency and the people that make sure you're paying the proper taxes and all that. You'll register with the BIR, and you will have to pay Philippine taxes on the income that you make. The amount that you'll pay will vary. It depends on your expenses, what kind of deductions you have, and that sort of thing. But, you know, what I would do is I would just hire a Philippine accountant to take care of it. Just make sure that you keep an eye on what they do and that they're being honest with you and doing the right thing. You should be okay. It's very inexpensive to have an accountant. I've had businesses in the past where I had an accountant, and it was quite easy. But I later did find out that I didn't pay close enough attention, and they were doing some things, I'll say behind my back, things I didn't know about that weren't necessarily bad things, but I just didn't even know. Like, for instance, they registered me for PhilHealth, which is the national health insurance, but they didn't even tell me I was part of it. I was later hospitalized, and I didn't even know I had PhilHealth, and I ended up paying out of pocket. I found out like 10 years later that I could have filed on PhilHealth for that and gotten a lot of my money back. So just make sure that you know what's going on. Like I often say, I make mistakes so that you don't have to. And this was one mistake I made where I didn't really know what my accountant was up to. And that was a bad decision for me. I didn't even think it was necessary, but it was. So hire an accountant to help you. I think that's the best thing to do. Register with the BIR, get your TIN number, and you'll be good to go, Paul. I wish you the best of luck with your business, and I hope everything works out. Hope to hear from you again, Paul, if you have another question. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and I hope you enjoyed this week's edition of the Expat Answer Man.